A very good morning, dear brothers and sisters in Christ and friends.
弟兄姐妹们早安，朋友们早。
You know, on March the 23rd,
在三月二十三号
，our country commemorates the first death anniversary of Mr. Lee Kuan Yew.
新加坡纪念李光耀先已故李光耀先生的第一个忌辰。
The nation remembers his death, but celebrates his life and contributions to building Singapore.
国家呢纪念他的死，但是庆祝他的生，而他的在一生对新加坡的贡献。
In many places, there are reflections and reminders of what Mr. Lee Kuan Yew did means to Singapore.And Singaporeans.
在许多的地方有这个回想和追思关于李光耀先生，对于新加坡的新加坡人的这个贡献。
As Christians, we need to realize that God is really the one behind the success and also the fall of nations.
对基督徒来说，一个国家的兴与衰乃是在于神。
And the book of Daniel gives us that very clear reminder.
而这个但以理书也让我们再次被提醒。
The Bible tells us that the powers that be are ordained or appointed by God.
而圣经提醒我们，一切的权柄都是从神而来。
Today is 25th March, Good Friday.
今天是三月二十五号，受难节。
Why is this particular Friday so special?
而这个星期五有什么特别的地方呢?
And what is so good about it?
有什么可以纪念的呢?
Why is this Friday called Good Friday?
为什么这个星期五称为受难节呢?
I know that many of us love Fridays.
我知道很多人都喜欢星期五。
So there is this acronym TGIF.
所以这个简称 TGIF.
Thank God it's Friday.
就是说感谢神今天是星期五。
And the reason is because Friday is the end of a work week where we all are looking forward to a weekend of rest and recreation.
因为周五通常是一个星期工作日的最后一天，而我们希望能够在周末享受这个休息和娱乐。
And I think this special Friday, one Friday in a year, should be called TGIGF.
这个我想，这个星期五对于这整年的特别星期五呢，应该是被称为 TGTIS, TGIGF。
No. TGIGF.
TGIGF.
Thank God it's Good Friday.
就是说感谢神是好星期五是受难节。
And why do we thank God it's Good Friday? Because Good Friday commemorates the death anniversary of Jesus, God's only begotten Son.
因为这个受难节是纪念到耶稣基督是神的独生子。
It is good because on the cross, about 2,000 years ago, the death of Christ on the cross brings deliverance from sin's bondage and penalty to all who believe in Him.
而这个星期五是纪念到耶稣基督为我们的罪而为我们的罪的这个捆绑，为我们罪的刑罚而死，叫一些相信他的能够得到永生。
The Bible says, God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
圣经上面说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And though the wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
And this is the reason we thank God it's Good Friday.
这就是我们要感谢神，今天是这个受难节。
But in order to have your sins forgiven and receive eternal life instead of eternal death, we need to repent and believe in Christ the Savior.
让我们要为了要得到这个罪的赦免，还有领受永生，脱离这个死亡，我们需要来悔改，并且来信靠基督为我们个人的救主。
The Bible tells us that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
因为圣经上面说，凡求告主名的，就必得救。
On Good Friday, Christians around the world commemorate the death of Jesus, but we actually celebrate his victory over sin, death, and the devil.
在世界各地，许多基督徒他们都纪念到耶稣基督的死，但是我们却是庆祝他的胜，得胜这个罪，还有死亡，还有撒旦。
My dear friends, we have to acknowledge that what Mr. Lee Kuan Yew did for Singapore is certainly commendable, but the benefits are only material and temporal.
我们要知道，就是李光耀已故李光耀先生所做的，为新加坡所做的是可称许的，但是他所带来的这个益处只是限于物质上，而且是时间上是短暂的。
Last year we celebrated SG50, and the government is pointing us towards SG100.
去年我们庆祝了新加坡五十周年的这个独立，那么我们的政府也在仰望这个新加坡一百周年。
What will Singapore be like in 50 years' time?
新加坡在五十年后又会怎么样呢
？Well, I am glad I won't live to see it.
我很高兴我没有活到那么久来看到这一点。
I mean, if the lifespan of a man according to the scripture is 70 years and by strength, reason of strength, 80 years, I would definitely not live another 50 years.
因为圣经上说我们的日子年日是70岁，若是强壮可到80，所以我相信我不会活到那么长，到另外一个50年。
But some of you here who are still 20 and under, how many of you?
我相信我们当中还有一些是20岁以下的，请你举手。
Or maybe even 30 and under.
或者是30岁以下的，请你举手。
Remember in 50 years time, how old will you be?
所以记得你在50年后你会有多老。
You see, the point is that what man does is only temporal.
重点就是人所做的是暂时的。
But what God does for us is for eternity.
但是神所做的是到永远。
So what the Lord Jesus Christ did for mankind on Good Friday have both physical and spiritual benefits which last for all eternity.
而耶稣基督为人全人类所做的是在这个身体还有属灵的这个益处上是到永远的。
And this morning, I want to invite you to come to the cross to reflect on what the death of Jesus means to you.
而今天我邀请大家，我们的心灵来到这个十字架前，并且来回想耶稣基督的死对我们有什么意义。
And as you do so, I invite you to bring 5 things.
当我们在思想的时候，我们来想这五个要点。
Firstly, let me invite you to bring your sin to the cross.
首先，让我来邀请大家在十字架的面前，我们承认自己的罪。
Good Friday must be a day of repentance and reconciliation.
受难节必须是一个节日，我们来悔改而和与神和好。
How can we gather around the cross, remember Jesus' death for us because of our sin, without searching our hearts and souls for the places where we have turned away from our Savior?
当我们在这个节日来到神的这个面前，在这个十字架前纪念耶稣基督的死，因着我们的罪而怎么不会来审查我们的心灵，在什么地方我们得罪了我们的主，远离了我们的主，没有顺从我们的神呢？
May we examine our hearts for the times we have been disobedient to God?
让我们来回想我们的没有顺从神的那段时间。
For the habits we entertain which are offensive to him.
而我们有一些习惯是得罪神的。
And for not being the salt and the light in this world of sin and moral darkness as we Christians should be.
而我们却没有成为世上的盐和世上的光，在这个世上里面的这个充满了罪恶和这个道德的黑暗里面，我们基督徒却没有做光做盐。
So let us, beloved, come quickly to the cross and to our Lord Jesus to confess our sins and ask for his forgiveness.
让我们很快地来到这十字架前来承认我们的罪，求主赦免。
Our Lord promised through John the Apostle that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
而主借着使徒约翰在约翰一书一章九节说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
We believers need to keep short sin account with God.
我们信徒必须要很快的来向神认罪悔改。
We need to get our hearts right with him.
我们必须要与神来和好。
Then can we partake of the Holy Communion later in a worthy manner?
然后我们才能够来领受这个接下来的这个圣餐。
Then can the Spirit of God fill his people with his divine presence and power?
然后神的圣灵以他的同在还有他的能力来充满他的信徒。
If you are not a Christian,Remember that the penalty of sin has already been paid by the death of Jesus.
假如你还没有相信耶稣，要知道就是罪的这个债价已经为耶稣基督所偿还了。
Isaiah 53 verse 6 tells us that the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
在以赛亚书第五十三章第六节那里说，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
In him.
而在哥林多后书第五章二十一节说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
This morning, the Lord Jesus is waiting for you to call upon him.
今天早上，耶稣基督等待你来向他呼求。
May I urge you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved.
让我来劝大家能够来信靠耶稣基督，使我们的灵魂能够得到拯救。
Yes, dear friends, may you accept him as your Savior today.
亲爱的朋友，希望你今天就能够来接受耶稣基督为个人救主。
And dear brothers and sisters, come to the cross of Jesus, bring your sin and receive his forgiveness.
而亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，来到十字架，承认我们的罪，领受神的赦免。
The next thing I want to invite you to bring to the cross this morning is your burdens.
今天早上要邀请大家来到十字架前来交托我们的重担。
In the book Pilgrim's Progress,John Bunyan describes how the pilgrim realizes his guilt and lostness.
在本人约翰所写的这个《天路历程》这本书里面，讲到这个天路客如何来发现他自己的罪恶，还有他的失丧。
Saddled to his back is a heavy burden of sin and shame.
而他在他的背后是很重的这个罪的重担，还有羞辱。
And he said, I fear that this burden upon my back will sink me lower than the grave.
他说他怕这个重担在我的背后会使我沉重到比这个的坟墓更低的地步。
But then he approaches a hill called Calvary.
但是他来到这个山上叫做加略山。
And up this way did burdened Christian run, but not without great difficulty because of the load on his back.
而在这个道上呢，这个负担有重担的基督徒在奔跑，而却不是没有很大的困难，因为在他背后的这个重担。
He ran thus till he came to a place somewhat ascending, and upon that place stood a cross, and a little below in the bottom a sepulcher.
而他在奔跑到一个地方，就是看见往上升的时候，在那地方有一个十字架。那么在往下的时候呢，是一个底下是一个坟墓。
So I saw in my dream that just as Christian came to the cross, his burden loosed from his shoulders and fell off his back and began to tumble, and so continued to do till it came to the mouth of the sepulchre, where it fell in.And I saw it no more.
而我看见在这个梦中里面，这个基督徒来到十字架，他的重担呢就滚从他的肩膀上面掉下，而他开始这个半跌，而呢他这个重担呢一直掉到这个坟墓的穴中，直到完全进入这个穴中而消失不见。
What is the meaning of this story?
而这个故事的意义是什么呢？
Well, as we come to the cross, all of the burdens we carry, all of the sorrows, all of the things which weigh us down and threaten to sink us can slide off our back and tumble down the hill into the mouth of the grave of Christ, allegorically speaking.
而这个意义上面的这个意思就是说，当我们来到这个十字架的时候，所有的重担，所有的这个忧愁，所有使我们能够被缠累的这些罪，使我们能够跌倒的，都滚落在这个基督的这个墓穴里中。
But there is one thing you must do.
而我们必须做一件事。
You have to let go of your burdens.
我们必须放下这个重担。
We have to give up our burdens to Christ.
我们需要将这个重担交托给主。
My dear friends, do you feel burdened with the pressures and stress of life?
亲爱的朋友们，我们是否被这个生命中的这个压力和重担所缠累呢？
Do you feel stressed by your marriage, your children, your work, your study?Your friends and sometimes even the church.
或许我们被我们的婚姻、我们的孩子、工作、学业、朋友，甚至教会所压住这个重担呢？
Let me invite you to bring your burdens to the Lord this morning.
那我邀请大家将我们的重担交托给主。
Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden."And I will give you rest.
耶稣基督说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Beloved, bring your burdens to the Lord and cast all your cares upon him.
亲爱的朋友们，我们将所有的重担，还有各样的忧虑，都交托给神。
Thirdly,Let me invite you to come to the cross and bring your gratitude.
第三方面就是邀请大家来到这个十字架，献上我们的感恩。
Now imagine you were swimming in the sea.
试想看你在海中里面游泳。
And as you swim out further and further,
当你向这个海越游越远的时候，
You had cramps on your legs and you begin to struggle and sink into the waters.
你的脚开始抽筋，然后你开始挣扎，你也开始沉下海。
Just as you were drowning and losing all hope.
正如你正在下沉而失去所有的盼望的时候，
You felt a hand pulling you up and dragging you to the shore.
而你感到有人在拉住你的手而带你到这个岸上。
Half conscious and still suffering from the drowning waters.
而你正在感谢，就是你从这个溺水里面被救出来。
Your rescuer performed CPR and you survive the ordeal.
而你的拯救的救你的人来向你施行这个人工呼吸，使你能够从危机里面活过来。
Now let me ask you, if that is really your experience, how would you feel towards your rescuer?
假如这只是你的经验的话，你会对那救你的人有什么样的态度呢？
I believe you will feel gratitude.
我相信你会心存感恩。
Imagine that feeling and bring that to the cross this morning.
我们带着这样的感觉来到十字架。
Because of Jesus and his death on the cross, you were delivered from the judgment of God upon sin, which is spiritual and eternal death.
而因着耶稣基督和他在十字架上的死，我们被拯救，脱离神的这个罪的这个审判，而这个永远的死亡。
How should you feel, or how would you feel towards Jesus?Your Savior.
我们要如何来面对我们这位救我们的救主耶稣基督呢？
The Bible tells us God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
圣经上面说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Let us all lift up our hearts this morning to thank God for his indescribable gift.
让我们今天早上来到神的面前，来向神献上感谢，为这说不尽的恩赐来感谢他。
And may I also ask you, how are you expressing on a daily basis your gratitude to God for his wondrous salvation?
让我们也来思想，我们每一天是如何来对神所给我们这无可言喻的恩赐来表达这样的态度呢？
Fourthly, may I invite you to come to the cross and bring your friends.
而就来到这第四点，我们来到这十字架，也带领我们的朋友们。
The life we have in Christ needs to be seen.
我们在基督里的生命就要彰显出来。
Most people who are unsaved do not read the Bible.
许多没有得救的人，他们并没有读圣经。
Unfortunately, sometimes it is also true with those who profess to know Christ. Their Bible is just a white elephant on the shelf.
但是也很可惜的是，有一些自称是基督徒，他们的圣经却往往是摆设品而已。
Now, as we come to the cross and bring our sin and burdens, experience a thankful heart for all that Jesus has done for us, how can we keep that to ourselves?
当我们来到这十字架，我们带承认我们的罪，我们的重交托我们的重担，我们经历这感恩的心，为这耶稣所做的一切感谢他。我们如何怎么能够把它只是为自己而存留呢？
Beloved, you need to share what Christ has done for you.
亲爱的朋友们，弟兄姐妹们，我们需要来与其他人分享耶稣基督在我们生命上所做的。
Do you remember the encounter of the Lord Jesus with a Samaritan woman in the Gospel of John, chapter 4?
我们是否还记得在这个约翰福音第四章里面，耶稣如何来对这个撒玛利亚妇人说话？
After the woman learned that Jesus is the Messiah, she could not keep it to herself.
那撒玛利亚妇人知道耶稣是弥赛亚之后，她并不能够留下不告诉其他人。
She left her water pot and went to the city and proclaimed to all.
她留下她的水罐往城里去对众人说。
She said, "Come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did is not this, the Christ.
妇人说：“你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？”
Then the people went out of the city and came to Jesus.
众人就出城往耶稣那里去。
So brothers and sisters in Christ, do not keep the good news of salvation to yourself.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们不要只是把这个福音留给自己，而不与大家分享。
Bring others to the cross, point them to Jesus, the one and only Savior from sin.
我们来带领其他人到十字架，想带领他们到耶稣那。那唯一的救主来救我们脱离罪恶。
Bring them first in prayer, asking God to open the eyes of their hearts and make them receptive to the message of salvation.
我们要为他们代祷，求神开他们的心的眼睛，使他们能够领受这个救恩，在十字架的救恩的信息。
Then ask God for opportunities to share the gospel with them.
也求神赐给我们这个机会，能够与他们分享这个福音。
Finally, I invite you to come to the cross and bring your heart.
最后一点就是我们要来到十字架，献上我们的心。
I know that many believers hold back. We give only part of ourselves to God and not all.Of ourselves.
相信有许我们当中有许多人对主有所保留，我们只是给神一部分，我们并没有完全献于主。
We want Him to be the Lord of some areas of our lives, but not all areas.
我们只是要主在我们的生命中的某一部分为主，却不是生命的全部为主。
We want to follow when it is easy and comfortable, but He calls us to follow wherever He leads.
我们往往就是要跟要走容易走舒服的可以走，但是呢，却不愿意来跟着他所呼召我们要走的道路去。
Jesus, during Jesus' last week, a Pharisee came to test Him with a question, and he asked the Lord.Which is the greatest commandment in the law?
在耶稣基督被钉十字架之前的那一周，一个法利赛人来问耶稣，来试耶稣基督说，在律法中哪一条诫命是最大的？
Jesus replied him and said, Love the Lord your God. I purposely put fill in the blanks. And I know many of you, if not all of you here,have the answer, but I'm going to read it this way, which reflects perhaps some or many of our experiences. We would think that Jesus said this, love the Lord your God with part of your heart and with part of your soul and with part of your mind and with part of your strength.
我们试试想看，耶稣基督是不是这样回答说：“你要爱上帝，你要用一部分的心来爱上帝，用一部分的灵来爱上帝，用一部分的意念来爱上帝，并且用一部分的力量来爱上帝吗
？”Is that the right quote？
是不是耶稣基督所说的呢
？Definitely wrong。
肯定不是。
What Jesus said is。Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy strength, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. The word is all, A-L-L.
而耶稣基督的回答却是说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
The Lord Jesus held nothing back from us to save us from our sin.
耶稣基督对我拯救我们，他无所保留。
The hymn writer wrote and entitled his song, Jesus Paid It All.
而赞美诗的这个作词者呢，说到耶稣基督已付上一切。
There is nothing you and I need or can contribute to salvation from sin.
而我们对这个救恩的这个赎价，我们一点也没有办法偿还。
And therefore, we must love the Lord our God supremely.
而我们必须要爱耶稣基督，我们的救主，超越一切。
Above our family, people, above people,
胜过所有的人。
Above prosperity,
胜过所有的这个成功。
Above popularity.
胜过所有的名声
，above prestige，
胜过所有的特权
，and above power，
而胜过所有的权柄。
May God help us this morning to do what the Apostle Paul told the Roman Christians. I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, brethren, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
愿我们今天就如使徒保罗在罗马书十二章一节那里说，为神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，我们如此侍奉是理所当然的。
So dear friends, let me sum up what Good Friday should mean for you.
我来总结这个受难节对我们的意义。
This morning, bring your sin to the cross.
就是今天早上向神承认我们的罪。
Bring your burdens to the Lord Jesus.
交托我们的重担于主。
Bring your thankfulness or gratitude.
献上我们的感恩。
Bring your friends and point them to the one and only Savior of the world.
带领我们朋友来认识那唯一独一的救主。
And bring your heart and give it all to Christ.
而献上我们的心，一切归主。
The Lord Jesus deserves our all.
耶稣基督配得我们所有的一切。
Will you surrender your all to Him today?
我们是否将我们所有一切献上呢？
Let us close in prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Almighty God, our loving and gracious Heavenly Father.
全能的神，我们慈悲的天父。
Please help us this morning as we commemorate the death and passion of the Lord Jesus.
帮助我们今天早上纪念到耶稣基督的死，还有耶稣基督的爱。
To come to your presence.The presence of the cross and bring our sin.
来到这个十字架前承认我们的罪。
And receive your forgiveness.
领受主的赦免。
To bring our burdens and cast them upon your care.
交托我们的重担在主的慈爱手中。
May we lift up our hearts with thankfulness for your indescribable gift.
让我们为这神所赐的说不尽的恩赐献上感恩。
And as we are moved by your gracious and merciful love, help us to point our friends to the one and only Savior.
当我们被上帝的慈丰盛的慈爱所激励感动的时候，也带领我们的朋友来到这位独一的救主。
And above all, help us who know you to bring our heart and offer our all to you.
也帮助我们这些认识你的来到你面前献上我们的心，也献上我们的一切所有给你。
We thank you for your love for us.
我们感谢主你对我们的慈爱。
And you deserve our love as well.
你也配得我们一切的爱。
We thank you for Good Friday.
我们为这受难节感谢你。
Bless the rest of our service.
继续祝福我们以下的聚会。
And each one who are present today.
也祝福我们当中所有的每一位。
In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
我们如此祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名。Amen.
Thank you, Brother Job, and thank all of you for your kind attention.
谢谢，感谢神，谢谢弟兄姐妹们。